Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are. And on the phone with us, join us, is Anna Munson, who is running for Marion County Clerk. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. And today it is beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. It is so beautiful. Okay, so tell us a little bit about who you are and why you're running.
Okay, I'm Anna Munson, and I am running for Marion County Clerk. I have worked at Marion County Elections since about 2016 as an election worker. I am running because I feel there's a need for more for people to really understand the county clerk's office. The county clerk is the county head of elections, and I think that in this time, people need to understand that it's an office and that there are things that they do, elections as well as other things, but elections is the primary focus of the position.
Now, one question that comes to me, Anna, when you talk about elections, because I know that we have a mayor election coming up in May. Does the city have their own person handling those ballots, or do you handle all of that since Salem's inside the county?
The county clerk handles all the elections and the processes within the county.
Okay.
So even though Salem is, they're going to be on the same ballot as everything else.
So
this
you have a pretty good task with as many cities as there are inside of this county.
Yes, and the county clerk is in charge of making sure that each ballot goes to the right, that each ballot going to that person, it has the right issues on it and has the right exactly the right things for that person in that address.
Okay, so you'll really kind of weave out the people that no longer live here or that are deceased or all those types of things.
That's part of the job, but that again is also part of the Secretary of State, and that is also part of why I'm running, to just make people aware of who has responsibility where.
Absolutely.
And
Anna, I gotta cut you off. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned, you guys.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Amanda and Baron, and we are back again with Anna Munson, who is running for the Marion County Clerk. Anna, can you kind of dive into what exactly that job position entails?
Well, the clerk has to oversee all the different ballot styles of within the county, because we are such a diverse county. You have to make sure that each ballot going to that person pertains to the water district or the electric company or whatever. And so it's very important that you have somebody in that office that understands that, but also that you explain to the public how the ballots work, so that they also have an understanding of why it's important for them to vote. It's not just for like a political thing, but it's also for the things within their county, within their city, within their community, that's really important. And right now, elections have been a little bit people aren't trusting elections as much, and so I want to try to restore that by saying, if you have a question, if you don't understand something, come to the office or come to me and ask me, and I can give you the answer, or I am willing to give you the answer. If you ask me a direct question, I am not going to try to go around and tell you all kinds of things that you're not interested in, but I want to meet your need and answer your question specifically. If I can't, I'll be honest and say I can't, or I will direct you to the exact area where I know you can get the answer for what you need.
Now, you mentioned going to your office, Anna. Where exactly would someone find the county commissioner's office?
The county clerk's office is in the Marion County building, which is kind of the brick building on Court Street. I believe the address is like 900 Court Street, okay. Northeast Salem.
Okay.
Right. It's in the Transit Mall.
Oh, yeah.
It's that
yeah.
big building.
Okay. Well, and I think the other thing that's important, Anna, is if people want a ballot and they want one sent to their house, they have to be registered, right? And they have to be registered in their party so that they know which ballot to get. Am I correct on that?
especially this is true for the primary, everyone will receive a ballot, but if you want to vote for a political or specific person for president, you have to be registered, and you need to check and make sure that your registration is for the party that you want. If you want to vote for the Republican, then you make sure you're that party, and if you want to vote for the Democrat, that party. And it's really important because for some reason people have found that their party affiliation changes and not realize that until they get a ballot and that it's not the right ballot.
Absolutely.
For
so
them.
Are people going to vote on the county clerk in May or in November?
Probably in both, okay. At least in May, because there are three people running. And in November, if somebody doesn't get over 50% plus one, then there will be two names on the ballot for November.
Let's pick that up in a half an hour, Anna. Thank you.
Hey, guys, it's Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and we are just talking with Anna Munson, who is running for the Marion County Clerk, and we were just talking about the different times and when they'll be on the ballot.
Yeah, this was
important.
Well, and this was very educational for me, Anna, because I didn't realize. Well, you said there's three people running, and all three of those will be on the May ballot, but what happens in May with those three people, and how does that lead into November?
Well, in May, the top two people will go on unless the one person gets 50% plus one. That person then will be the only person on the ballot in November. So obviously I am wanting to reach that 50% plus one ideally.
Yeah.
And that's where I am putting all my efforts.
So I know that campaigning is not easy or for the faint of heart by any means. Are you looking for help, volunteers, donations? What can our listeners? So what can our listeners do to help?
Oh, well, I'm looking for all of that. I'm looking for volunteers to help canvass just in their neighborhood and then even further if they're willing. I'm looking for people that have property that I could put a field sign.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for people who would like to donate to me. I am actually considering getting one of those billboards because I'd like to get my name really out there so that people know Anna Munson, because I feel that my concern for the county and my care for the people of the county is really what motivates me to run. I think that people need to understand, and it's a time where I don't want people to feel intimidated. I want them to feel empowered. I want them to feel that their vote matters, that it is their voice, and they're able to speak and say exactly what they want through their vote by voting for the person or the bill or the issue that they are informed about and want to see pass in our state.
Absolutely.
In our county.
What website do you have, Anna, really quick before we wrap up?
AnnaForClerk.us, AnnaForClerk.us.
All right, we'll be right back, you guys. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron. On the phone with us is Anna Munson, who is running for the Marion County Clerk.
Half an hour ago, Anna, you mentioned some of the issues that you see out there. What's like the number one and number two issue that really caused you to want to run for this position?
Great question.
Well, I don't think people understand how elections are done anymore in this county, and also that they actually can change it or they can have a voice in how things are done. That's the way America was the founding fathers. That's what they wanted, and that's the way it is, where we actually have a voice. We actually have power. People don't realize that anymore, I don't think.
They think,
it's no big deal. I'll leave it down. You know, I'll leave it on the table and I won't do it. But then they don't realize that they're not even in the game. They could have had a piece of the action, and they lost it because they didn't turn in their ballot. They didn't vote, and that's how our system works, that we want to have everyone participate, and I'm trying to say, hey, let's participate. Don't like it? Well, vote and make it different, and then maybe go on to the next step.
I'm hearing more involved. I'm hearing some real passion in your voice right now, Anna. I like the fact, you know, you said something that is so critical, and we have a whole generation that I think has lost it.
Mm-hmm.
We sit here and we are frustrated with whatever happens, but we don't participate in the process. And you're there really to help them understand the process, how to vote in the process, how to be part of the process.
Get people involved.
Absolutely. And education is a big thing for me that I want to explain and teach people. I don't want to do it for them. I want them to be able to go and do it for themselves. I want to teach them to fish and let them go and find out who they are by that process. Because once you find something that you really want, then you're able to go out there and you're able to dig and you're able to convince others. And that's what our system is all about. I really want people to get involved. I want to see the county clerk's office be more open, be more transparent and accountable to the people. If they have a question, I don't want them to say, to hear the answer, go away. I want them to hear the answer, well, tell me your question. Let's see how we can help you to understand or to find out whatever the problem is or whatever the question about elections that they have. It seems that people just don't understand the process anymore, and I want to help them do that. I want to help them know. I have a 5-year-old grandson that I want to be able to understand the process as well as he grows up and sees his grandma maybe being a part and actually participating and helping the community.
Amen.
I care about this community.
You got about 10 seconds, Anna. Again, how do they get a hold of you?
AnnaForClerk.us is my website, and on there is all the information, and there's more. You can just email me at Anna@AnnaForClerk.us, and I will answer you. And, of course, donate to my campaign and contribute so that I can spread the word to the rest of the county
all right.
as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Anna. I appreciate it.